So I don't know if you, if our esteemed guests have listened to one of our previous ones that where I talked about one of our previous episodes where I talked about getting the dog ticket for playing with my dog off leash.
Whack.
Yeah, fucking
absolutely
crazy.
Whack.
In a huge ass park with nobody there, it was ridiculous. I'm very passionate about this. I got a ticket, and it was $270.
This Holy just reminded shit. Me of a fuck this thing, so I can't wait till later.
Oh man,
I got yeah, another one. It. I got two now. I don't have to use the same one over again.
But I took them to trial, and on Thursday.
Okay, wait, hold on.
You went to court for a dog ticket?
$270, Swank.
Dude, don't you just get a court date for like a
no believe in justice
for having a dog and have what the fuck? Where do you live?
Did you win the trial?
You need to move.
Did you win, dude?
Yeah, no, they don't just give you a court date. You have to like go apply. You're just expected to pay for it.
You applied for a court date?
Yeah, I had to request a trial.
Oh, you gotta test the justice system for sure.
Oh hell yeah! And I had that happen Thursday, and it was like an actual court case. So like the cop was like. I wanted like the defendant maybe. It was like a whole it was like an actual like the movies.
Was it a virtual court date or did you have to go in?
This was in person and we all had masks on, you know? And we were all socially distanced.
Wow.
Yeah. So gave like his defense of the story of what happened, his account, and then I gotta cross examine him. And I did, and it was fucking incredible.
The guy did you got to, like, lawyer up on this bitch?
I did. He
had a lawyer?
No, I was a lawyer.
Noah is lawyer. He went to law school.
I would crumble under the pressure of that situation. I'm glad you thrived.
I cross-examined him.
What did he say?
I said, so he said my dog was, like uncontrollable, and I was
fucking
like
liar.
And I fucking that son of a bitch lied. It actually really pissed me off. So this was more out of passion than anything. He and I asked him, why do you think he's out of control? When I said come, the dog came. Fucking owned him. I got him.
Wrecked him for sure.
Oh, but yeah. And then I gotta say my
yeah go for it.
And then it was my turn to talk, and I said my side of the story, and I said like ridiculous like 5-6 times in like a minute. And the judge at the end of it asked me, what did I think was a fair like punishment? And I said a warning, and then he said, does $25 sound ridiculous?
Absolutely, like, so your mean? Honor.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
You killed it.
I'm glad you showed the court what's up, because the court fucking sucks.
Court fucking sucks. $270 for a job ticket?
I've been waiting 5 months for a court date, and I finally got one on September 2nd, so I'm happy.
And your town's actually functional right now.
Oh, it is. We're wide open, but the courts are just fucking... We got Kate Brown running shit. You never know what's going on.
All right. We did it.
Welcome to the show.
Another intro.
I forgot we were recording.
Yeah. No, that, yeah, for everyone who's listening, that's just how Noah talks at us.
Just pure passion.
He's so passionate. The most passionate person I've ever met. Listen to him give a fucking speech after you win a championship futsal game. That's for sure.
Thank you, Squank.
You never know the true Noah until then.
My finest days were coaching those teams.
What a great team.
Like
what a great
say
squad.
Coaching. Coaching, like we didn't just have a ringer.
Hey, we had a couple ringers, if you include me.
That's true. Yeah, we had Squank and we had Matt.
You got your goal scorer and your goal stopper.
Yeah.
We rode that to the chip.
That's all you need.
All you need.
You need one guy to get you goals and one guy to stop the goals. Just can't stop him. Won't stop him.
And enough buddies to not officially forfeit.
Hey-o! We had all the girls we needed.
Yeah, oh yeah, I forgot that there was like all those rules. Okay, this is episode 77 of the Noah and Eric Show.
Woo! Oh, it's a show!
Fuck it up. Yes, this is the third episode of the show, and not the podcast. We're not a podcast. As you can tell, we have guests. We have guests. We have three guests that we've had before. Probably the most guested combo.
I'd say so.
Yeah. It's we're high again, and there we are. It is Tom, Squank, and Jake, who missed out on the last one.
I'm back.
Woo!
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Glad it's been a while.
It's an honor.
All right, we watched a movie. We all watched it high.
Did we
except ever?
Except for Tom, I'm assuming. This one, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how it would translate from the high experience to the not to the to the drunk experience. You're drinking.
Yeah, it's gonna be a way different movie.
Tom, did you double your beers when I told you to, or were you a little wajin?
No, I was a little wussy. I had two though.
That's the European in you, isn't it?
That puts me at a good level. You can't be too drunk for this movie either.
Well, you could if you're not
a European. Yeah, but then you follow absolutely.
Hey, Tom, what nationality are you when you're going to the bathroom?
What?
What?
What nationality are you when you're going to the bathroom?
European, dude.
Thank you, Jake. Thank you.
I got you. I can't believe none of you guys knew that.
I feel like that was a cakewalk.
Alright, so we're going to do so we can introduce the voices once again. We're all going to go around and say our names and describe the movie in one word.
Oh, boy.
Is that too hard? That might be too hard.
No, we can do this.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. I'll go first since I threw us all under the bus. I'll give us give us some more time.
I got a word.
This is a difficult prompt.
Feel a lot of pressure.
Okay, I got mine. Ruffalo.
Okay.
All right, and I'm Eric. Eric's word is Ruffalo. Noah.
I'm not ready.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm ready. I am ready.
Okay.
My name is Noah, and my one word is hair.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
Yeah.
I have some hair. Jake has even better hair.
Jake has some great hair. Really, I'm just thinking of Jake hair right now. I don't know what we're talking about.
Is that not the prompt?
Majestic.
So majestic.
All right, who wants to go?
Speaking of my hair, I'm Jake. I would say the movie was deep.
Deep, all right.
Jake also has hair.
Jake has hair. Nice little Jufro gone. 6-7 inches.
You read that off like it was your vertical. 6 feet.
That,
6 feet, bro, 7 inches. All right, who wants to go next?
Tom does.
Alrighty.
All right, Tom. Thanks, Mike. My name is Tom, and the movie was a clusterfuck.
Yeah.
Oh, good one.
Snaps, dude.
Well done.
Ooh, are we at a poetry reading?
Oh, man.
Alrighty, and last but certainly not least, Squank.
Ooh, that's me. I'm Squank, and the movie was Ethics, because that's the class I was supposedly supposed to watch this in, but I missed all of it, so.
Wait, I thought you just said you watched it.
I think I did, but I'm not sure. I think we watched it in, like, multiple classes, and I missed the middle one, but I watched the first and the end. So, but I have no idea what goes on in the middle. So
I feel like
that's the UP.
Yeah, I went to UP. This was in my mandatory ethics class.
Hell yeah.
That I only went to one of three classes a week, and I still got an A. So shout out to that, homie.
Watch The Matrix, man. That's great schooling, man.
Hey. I didn't rock any good movies when I was at UP. What the hell? I
don't know. You did it wrong. You got it. Well, you've got to be a business major for sure.
It was like philosophy, you don't watch, I think.
Was that the? Hell yeah. Yeah, that was where we met.
Shout out to UP. Some notable grads.
Jake Sullivan.
Malika. I was going to say Malika Erickson Andrews. But...
Oh, yeah. Shout out to ESPN reporter Malika Andrews. I see her.
I had a class with her.
So did I.
Also Tom
I had three. I had like three or four classes with her because she was a business major. Or
I talk about that.
Communication slash business. You know, shout out to Malika if she listens. She probably has no idea who any of us are, but
she's
get us on ESPN.
Oh my god!
For sure.
UP alums for UP alums.
Hashtag pilots guiding pilots.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Alrighty.
We're gonna end up on the TNT show.
Yo, if fucking Charles Barkley talks about me, I would fucking jizz in my pants.
Cool.
Very cool. It's very, very cool.
It's going to be a 5-hour podcast. Train wreck.
All right, this is going to be tough. This is going to be really hard.
We're not on like FCC regulations, are we? I can say whatever I want.
No,
there are no rules.
Okay, good.
The only rule in Apple podcasts, like terms and conditions, is you can't say "jizz in my pants" on a podcast.
Well, it's a little too late for that. So,
and it's a show, not a podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey. You should be like, yo, we're not.
Oh, you're right. I'm thinking of the podcast rules, the show rules. Yeah. Everything's good.
Anything goes on the show.
You can totally jizz in your pants.
Yeah,
I'll drink to that.
Okay. The movie. Stop you okay? laughing, Jake.
I don't know if it's Jake that's laughing or if it's you.
No, he keeps laughing in the corner.
Well, he's gone. He's not even on this. Oh, there he is. What's that? Man.
Squank is killing me.
You haven't been around enough drunk people for sure, but...
Alright, we watched the Eternal Struggle of the Spotless Mind. Is that
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
Ooh, he's got it down. Yeah.
Eternal Sunshine
of the Spotless Mind. Why did we watch this movie? It was on all the lists for what movies to watch high, and I see why.
Yeah, if you have no idea what's going on, that movie is so fucked up.
Yeah, almost like better in a way. Like I was just like rooting for more stuff to make less sense.
Well, you kind of were rooting for the right thing because it just keeps happening.
Okay. This movie came out in 2004. Definitely felt that watching it.
Yeah, I was definitely 9 years old watching this for sure.
Have any of you seen the movie Being John Malkovich?
No, I haven't. Negatory Ghostwriter, no.
The guy who wrote that also wrote this movie. So
I heard he was in the prime of his career. I also watched a YouTube video on this movie.
Yeah, I watched a lot of YouTube videos last year because I needed to figure out what was happening. This movie won an Oscar.
No way.
Really?
How?
Best wow. original screenplay.
I was going to say being the most confusing movie.
Well, we'll figure it out together.
It had a lot of famous actors in it, I'll give it that.
Kate Winslet was nominated for an Oscar. She didn't win, though.
Oh.
I'm glad she was excellent. Her hair was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Tangerine.
Tangerine. Oh shit.
Yeah, it's an awesome cast. So Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet are the lead characters, and Mark Ruffalo is also in this film. And we
talk about that. There's your word. That's the word we're talking about.
Okay, so this movie starts with fucking Joel, who is Jim Carrey, and we meet him, and we find out he is sad.
Poor guy.
That's pretty much how it starts, right?
Like, they hammer that one home.
Yeah.
He's a very sad man.
Okay, and then he's like, oh, his car is wrecked, and he's upset about that. So something we'll talk about later, but he takes the train, presumably because there's a dent in his car.
Yeah, that car was definitely drivable.
He drove that it. He literally drives it later.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
He drives it right away. He just fucking skirts right out of the fire hydrant and just goes fucking like nothing happened.
Okay, but yeah, so he takes the train because there's a dent in his car, and then he runs to another train on a whim, on a whim.
Last got to get to Montauk.
Montauk, yes.
Got to get there. It's important.
And then he goes on said train to the beach. It's a cold beach, which that sucks. Oh, he mentions it's Valentine's Day.
It's sad.
Which is relevant towards like trying to figure out when things are happening.
Also, just makes him extra sad.
Yeah, double sad.
No friends on sad, Valentine's he's sad Day. What a loser.
I think he does mention Naomi. So like, he presumably has recently broken up with a Naomi.
Who? He does?
Yeah. No, it's weird, but he only mentions her a few times.
I thought it was some girl named Orange.
No, okay.
Jesus.
this is going to be an incredible podcast.
It's a show!
Yeah.
Oh, shit, no. Oh, I'm...
No, you want to know something that sucks about the name change? I did it Noah and Eric because when I was, like, making the logo, I just said it out loud, like, once each way. And that one just I felt like rolled off the tongue better. But ever since we put it out, I keep saying the other one. It's fucking terrible. Okay, he takes that train. He goes to the beach, and it's a cold beach. And he sees a lady at this beach.
She fine.
Oh, he walks around the house. That becomes back later, or also before.
It's both. You're right, sir. You're very right.
And then they like flirt on the train dock, and then they flirt on the train, and then they get in a relationship.
That's how it happens usually.
Sounds good so far.
Yeah,
happens very quick.
Yeah. So this is that. Okay, and then so he's at her place, and then he's leaving. She's like grabbing her shit. She's coming over to his place, and then we meet Elijah Wood.
Is that the guy who knocks on the window and is like, "What are you doing, bruh?"
Yeah,
Patrick. Cool,
and that's kind of our first sign that something is aloof.
I didn't
that
put
dude
it
was weird as shit. Yeah, no. I mean, if you have no idea what's going on, that guy's like, "What are you doing, bro?"
Yeah.
Why are you here? Sorry.
Elijah Wood just looks so unlikable too. Yeah, like you just didn't like him immediately.
Dude, those sideburns.
It's unfortunate.
They're so
probably a very nice guy.
What do you got against sideburns, Tom?
No, yeah, they look a lot like that.
I don't think they looked anything like this because these are magnificent.
Doesn't he have like a goatee too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I just shaved my goatee. That's too bad.
Yeah.
That's a little slimy.
That's the difference, yeah. We should say also in the sequence to the when they flirt on the train, a lot of very important things happen in that conversation. That set up things for later.
What?
She explains was basically all right. there's no way to not immediately spoil this movie because of the way this plot goes out. So if anyone actually cares, this is when spoilers are going to start.
Well, I feel like if the movie came out in 2004, it's a little late for spoilers.
That's true, but I'm just saying, this is the warning. This is the warning, and then it's
over. Fair enough.
We kind of have to discuss everything that all the scenes mean, so we don't have to explain the movie twice. Okay, so on the train, she names her hair colors, and she briefly describes and attributes a name to all of them. And this is important, because this is how we know what time it is in the memories, in the flashbacks.
Wow. They laid the whole movie out right there.
Yeah, when she says, like, the red is Red Menace, and the... Yeah, we could... what else? I wrote down. What the fuck? Where'd it go?
Did they give a lot away at the beginning that I missed again, even though I've watched this movie twice?
Yes, they did.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll talk about it as we go. So, so that happens, and then we meet Elijah Wood. And this, all this takes place over, like, 20 or so minutes, give or take. You know, it's kind of like,
is this when it, like, the intro credits started rolling?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very long time till, like, intro credits.
Yeah, it's like a good solid 20 minutes. So the first 20 minutes is the building up of their relationship. He does speak to her kind of like a stalker in part of it.
Yeah, it's a little...
When they're in the car and he, like, asks her like a stalker book.
Those conversations.
yeah, that was funny.
All right. So after the title screen is when the movie gets wild. So we see him crying, and they've broken up.
Sad.
So he's driving, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And he throws the tape, which I thought was more significant, but I don't think it actually is later. I don't think it's the tapes that come up later.
No, because the guy uses all the stuff, doesn't he? The douchebag guy.
No.
Am I thinking of a different thing? I might be.
We'll get there. We'll see.
We'll see what I'm talking about. No, I don't want to do any spoilers because we're like 16 years too late for that.
Yeah. Alright, so we see him walking into his apartment. Do we? Yeah.
Is this the letter scene where the dude is like, lucky you got Clementine like 5 times?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That dude's annoying as fuck. I hated that guy.
Yes, Jake.
Do you care if I go out of order or like talk about something from.
No, that's kind of the nature of this.
So I was watching with Abigail, my girlfriend, and she pointed out to me that in the scene where he's driving in the car, he had those dots on his head that they put on him.
Oh,
so that,
shit.
That placed it in time. I just didn't notice it until...
Well, yeah. Shouts to Abigail for noticing that.
That makes sense, though.
Because I did not.
So I think that's him driving to his apartment.
Right after.
Yeah, like right when the
is, started. Yeah.
Yeah, but actually, I felt like this movie was just like puzzle pieces randomly placed, and then by the end, I could put everything in order. But like, it took the whole movie to understand the movie, which was pretty wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It was fun. Like every few scenes, I think like I was like, "Oh, I'm getting a hang of this," and then they'd do something else.
Yeah,
and, like, shit,
it just like, forced me to hold on to every bit. Yeah. All right.
So let's refer to this time, this part of the movie as the normal timeline. Like, this is the linear part.
When stuff makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay, there was a very, very short time where stuff made sense, so I'm glad we're here right now.
Okay, so he gets his envelope, he talks to that annoying guy who's like, you want shake with your fries or whatever the fuck? and then he goes home, and then he takes his pill, which I'm assuming was like a plant, by them or the pill they gave him, and he
I think it like knocks him out
and we see Mark Ruffalo and Elijah Wood again. So definitely something's afoot, for sure.
Right.
Mark what Ruffalo was Elijah Wood's up. Name?
No. Elijah Wood. We've seen Elijah Wood twice now. You know.
What was his name though? Because they kept saying it over
Patrick,
and over.
Patrick.
Patrick. Fuck what Patrick.
What was Ruffalo's name?
It kept reminding me of Patrick
Stan.
Starr.
Stan.
Wait. Who was the what was the doctor's name?
Howard.
Okay, that's
man,
Howard.
You're on
okay.
It, dude.
Okay. They kept naming different. Well, they said like five different names, and I was way too gone to remember each one of them.
That's
so now I'm glad we got. That's why you guys are here.
Okay,
you're here to explain the movie to me. Thank you.
So they break into his apartment. Well, not really, but sort of. And they put him in the contraption, and from this very second until a much later point in the movie, everything is subject to chaos. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Exactly what it is.
The first thing he recalls is, I believe, like a sequence of like him meeting the doctor, and like there's that scene where he like meets their friends and they have like the little card.
Oh, he's not supposed to see the card.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what sets this whole thing in motion.
Oh, God, and that's when what's his name from Arrested Development comes. Tobias.
Oh,
from Arrested
totally
comes
fucking
up.
Anal for you or whatever. Whatever
he just comes
his plate was.
Anal for you.
Wait, yeah, my one complaint about the movie is we didn't get enough of this guy.
He was so fucking funny.
Yo, shout out to him for also wanting to smoke a J the whole time.
Yeah.
Yes. He was.
Yes.
Major pothead. I'm all about him. I don't know. Tobias Funke. That's
Funke.
Funke. I don't. Well, I really want to remember what his license plate was, but it was something hilarious.
Being the dad at the beach party, high as fuck, driving an RC plane. Man.
No, wasn't it? Are you thinking of the Analropus thing from Arrested Development?
Maybe it's whatever was on his license plate because he kept having that. It was a recurring thing. I could Google it if I had an extra phone.
Wait. I have it. It's a anus tart.
Anus tart.
A new start. A new start. Is
a new start. Anus tart. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, that's cold.
That's what. As soon as I saw him, I tried to think of what license plate he reminded me of because I knew that was what he had in Arrested Development. But I'm glad I finally remembered it. Thanks to you, that was awesome.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, so okay, we find Jim Carrey, and he's sad. He's sad because like Clementine's ignoring him. You know, like they recently just broke up, and he thinks she's ignoring her. He finds out that there's actually not ignoring.
Dun dun dun.
Just forgetting.
Forgetting.
He finds out she went to some clinic to have the memory of him erased. For her, and we find this out because Tobias gives up the game immediately.
Little snitch for sure.
Yeah, you know
he plays a great so snitch because I'm pretty sure he's a snitch in both
he's
shows.
He's a good
like,
friend,
he plays a great snitch.
He does. He's a good
man.
I don't know if a good. I guess in that show he's a good friend. In the other snow he's a snitch.
And he was we never saw him naked in this movie, so he's still a never nude.
Good for that.
Wasn't that his phobia?
Did you want to see him nude?
No, that was like his phobia in Arrested Development.
Oh, yeah, he had to wear his underwear all the time because he had a super hot wife, but she had never seen him naked.
Yeah.
What a show.
That was a great show. That was one of the first shows I watched on Netflix or whatever it was on.
Yeah, on Netflix.
All right. Okay, and then he's, like, kind of cutting in and out as he's, like, kind of entering the trance mode. That was the part that kind of confused me the first, like, when I first watched it, because I wasn't sure exactly when we entered trance mode. But it was...
You're clearly, always in trance mode.
Yeah, as soon as we see the machine, it's trance mode. And he, like, starts, like, showing up at his own, like, appointment that he's remembering and all that shit.
Well, yeah, it's he's always in his own mind, even if it's... I don't want to spoil too much. I'll just let you keep going. Never mind. I'll get there later.
Okay. Well, one of the... It's like a super... What the fuck? Yeah, we start getting hints that Elijah Wood has a new girlfriend.
A new start?
Yeah. And that... a new start. a bunch of fucking random shit happens. I don't know how I can't even, like, remember the exact order. Because, like, basically the next hour is just, like, these cut-up scenes from his memory of their relationship, right? So the way that...
Mixed with them partying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, they, like, we get... the main time that we get... We learn what the machine does. So it, like, he has all the shit he remembers of her. And they map his brain, and then they go in and individually delete them.
Which, I feel like it's a bad system to, like, attack them in their own home. That felt off to me.
Well, they have to get them there. I don't know.
Yeah, you gotta get every single memory gone so you don't, like...
Oh, shit. They just
wake up in his bed.
Yeah, you can't wake up in you gotta doctor's just, office.
You gotta wake up in your own, like... You gotta feel familiar surroundings so you're not, like, completely freaked out.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it now.
Like, imagine waking up and you just have, like, no idea what's going on in life. Like, where the fuck am I? What the fuck happened? You're gonna
start digging.
No, this movie really does take a bit. You stick to being a lawyer, you know? The business realm might not be for you. So he brings all the shit that he has of her, and then he, like, tells all these stories into a tape, and these tapes go back later. So in the real world, which is what we're calling this timeline, Ruffalo and Patrick are supposed to be doing this as a team. Is it clear how long it's supposed to take normally?
I feel like it was supposed to take all night.
I thought it was.
It's not long term.
A multi-hour,
you know,
process.
They're drinking. They're kind of, like, not doing anything. You know, they're drinking. They're trying to party with two people in the early 2000 movie that way you do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Super high.
Bad employees.
Yeah.
Seemed like a solid time besides the dude in bed.
Yeah.
A little weird.
Why would you be dancing on the bed with the dude? That's
one person on each side.
Laying with him in between you two, too.
You're having a great time. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
I guess
you're
so,
having
yeah.
a three-way with the third guy having no idea what the fuck's going on.
Wow, beautifully put.
Yeah, it's a new thing.
I'm a poet and I didn't know it.
So he starts gaining consciousness within this dream realm. What we're seeing are, like, the memories being deleted, which is why there's, like, a scene of a memory of them in a bookstore. Then he leaves it, like, the lights turn out, shit like that. She keeps disappearing from these seemingly real things, and he becomes conscious of it in the scene where we see how they broke up, which, you know, how the fight started, which resulted in them being in a place where they're going to erase each other, which is they say some mean words. They say hurtful things to each other, man.
Ouch.
It takes a turn with this scene, for sure.
That's
for sure.
Yeah, because before...
That's
like,
just you off guard.
Yeah, it's like Jim, Carrie alone and sad. But when they're together, it seemed nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're rooting for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then, yeah, so after that, as he's, like, chasing her to tell her not to go, he starts, like, trying to fight to not get her deleted.
Yeah.
From his memory. It's powerful stuff. Powerful stuff, really.
Yeah. He loathes her.
I feel like he acted well. Like, you could tell that he was hurting pretty bad. I don't know. Maybe he just got good facial expressions, but...
Well, he's a great actor.
Me. So yeah, he is.
You
sold me on that.
He's more than just a comedian.
I was feeling hard for Joel.
He's got some range.
Tried to get me to shed a tear.
Yeah,
that was tough.
He's not just Dumb and Dumber.
No, he's not.
Jim Carrey is finally getting the recognition he deserves.
Right here, you heard it here on this show.
I'm a fan.
Okay. As he's like trying to not get her deleted, he finds himself in a memory of her during her red hair phase, I think.
Tangerine phase.
That's not, nope.
It's a Red Menace phase, dude.
Yeah, it's a Red Menace.
Shout out to Big Red, by the way. Nothing to do with any of this, but Big Red is a homie.
Shout out to Big Red.
Yeah,
if you know, you know.
Maybe it was orange. I don't know.
It was orange.
It was one of those.
Oh
my god! Sorry. Oh wait, it's about to come up.
Something I like about the hair. Mm-hmm. Wait, fuck! What was I gonna say?
Oh boy!
It's the same color as yours.
It is. I did like that. I really. That's not what I was gonna say, but I did like that.
We can call Noah Clementine.
Oh. Is Noah Big Red?
The Clementine and Eric show.
I like it.
No, I think it was red because I remember her having red hair when they like talk, like in the meadow way. I think
she had red hair the whole time that Joel and her were together, right?
So, yeah, that
was orange.
No. Yeah, there is an orange also. Those are like the phases of their relationship.
Is it the memory where he's a kid? Because I think it was red in that one.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, that was red.
Yeah. Okay. That scene fucked with me, dude.
Did her hair actually mean anything? Because I tried to find meaning in it halfway through, and then it didn't mean. Like,
sir,
it just kind of
went away.
You're
talking to a man who watched a 20-minute YouTube video talking about the meaning of her hair.
Hey man, I watched a 5-minute YouTube video on the whole movie, so I don't know.
Was it not just to place it in time?
It was to place it in time, but it also it represents the seasons of their relationship, Jake.
Shut up.
Green was spring, which is the beginning.
Wait, her hair color changed? I thought it was red the whole time.
No,
Red was
summer.
Holy shit.
Yeah, red
I didn't watch much of the movie.
Today.
Orange was fall. And then,
I did watch
what,
the movie. I've
blue
watched
was
twice.
Winter.
Yeah.
Well, was winter when they were on ice? But I thought that was their honeymoon.
I can't keep up with this. The movie's always one step ahead.
I just enjoyed the hair changing colors.
So,
I didn't
even notice that
so
as a timeline.
See,
some solid blue.
You are correct,
yes.
Squank.
Shout out to Aaron. Oh, ooh. Really?
You're correct. That she had no. Not that. You're wrong about that.
Oh damn. Well, I'm right.
You
about
said
something,
you
so
said
I'm
you
hard.
Thought they had blue when they first met, and you are technically correct.
When she's on the train because they're in the middle of fucking. They're in Montauk.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah.
That was the beginning of the relationship, and she has blue hair.
Cool. That's the first time I've been right in a while.
That's just because we're at the end.
Yeah, because it's like
they just
it's in the beginning,
other.
But it's backwards.
Yeah.
This is some wild shit. If you're not high, you don't understand anything that's going on right now.
So the lady, the receptionist from the office.
She's a nice lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice lady. Her name is Mary. Some really awesome names in this movie.
Is that the same guy that What's His Dick is dating?
Yeah, Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, Mark Ruffalo's dating a Mary. Is that the same Mary? It's
the same Mary.
Yeah, that small blonde girl.
Okay, cool. Okay, I'm catching up. Here we go.
I love fucking Elijah Wood's glasses when he opens the door. It's like, it's something like they did only for the trailer.
I don't remember the glasses at all.
No,
explain,
with the eyes,
please.
The eyes?
Oh, the eyes. Yeah, the eyes. Yeah, they totally just did it so it could go in the trailer. That's so right.
And we see Ruffalo trying to make some moves.
I like how cool Ruffalo is in this movie.
He's so fucking cool. All right, Patrick's been talking about his new girlfriend, and I think we learned around here that his new girlfriend is Clementine.
Ooh.
Tangerine, yeah. Though.
That threw me through a whirl. I had no idea what was happening.
He calls her Tangerine, right? Exclusively.
Yeah, because that's what the other guy called him.
Because he just stole everything.
He stole everything, and that's how he got her, because he stole everything that guy did.
I see.
Super fucking creepy.
Yeah, he's a fucking dickbag.
Some real stalker shit in this movie.
If I knew that was happening, I would kick him in the shins for sure.
Fucking Elijah Wood.
Yeah, no, fuck that guy. If he's in
very
anything
much
else,
not
I hate
Elijah
him
good.
No, he's Elijah bad for sure.
Kill it.
God damn.
You probably wrote that down.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
You're bringing your A game.
All right.
Well, it's just the opposite of Rodney Hood, which is Rodney Good.
So it's all coming back to me now. So as they're creepy Elijah Wood and Clementine Tangerine, whatever, their relationship goes, he keeps doing stuff that Joel did, right?
He did exactly what he did.
And it started to freak her out.
That's how she triggered something.
It triggered something in her memory. Yeah, there was something in her mind that didn't get erased.
And it just made her kind of freak out. Like, she wasn't remembering him, but it just made her freak out.
Yeah,
right?
But
something deep inside.
There was something deep inside.
Deep inside.
Like, yo, deep. It was super deep. Because
love
deep.
Is in us.
Think of the deep place inside and go 10 feet deeper.
Think of the Marianas Trench and go like 20,000 depths below.
Because she, I mean, when she started to snap, she like wrecked Elijah Wood one time. Like, she screamed at him just to get the fuck out of there. And I was like, oh shit.
Well, he deserved it. He's a little shit.
He's a little shit.
I don't know. That's what for me, I was high there. I was like, fuck, this is getting intense. Like, their brains are exploding. Maybe my brain's going to explode. Like, oh my God.
Did anybody like
breaking
Patrick?
Down?
No.
God, no.
No, nobody no. liked
I'm glad, okay, good,
Elijah
good.
Wood.
No.
We have all good people here. That's good.
Psychos like Patrick.
Literally that's the one I liked him.
Get that guy out of here.
I wrote in all caps, Elijah very bad.
It just reminded me of Shia LaBeouf.
How dare you compare Elijah Wood to Shia LaBeouf?
I love Shia LaBeouf. Have you seen that the YouTube video that's like actual cannibal Shia LaBeouf?
No, I did not.
Okay, after this, we're all watching this. All the people who are listening, I recommend you look that up on YouTube. You will not be disappointed. Actual cannibal Shia LaBeouf. It'll lead you to a great video.
Is it? I remember there's a Shia LaBeouf video that ends
with him clapping empty in this. Yes, that is the one. That will lead you to that video.
Oh no! It's a song, right?
It's a song. It's
a
great song.
I know the song, yeah.
I love that. I listen to that song like at least 3 times a year.
Yeah, that is so fucking funny. All right. My notes aren't super helpful, though. There's a lot of just, oh no, oh no, oh fuck.
Well, that was a lot of the movie, because it
what
was
in
just
the world?
Like, what the fuck is going on?
What is the spirit realm?
Ask Yuki Moto.
Mary's there, and then Patrick has been stealing Joel's game, word for word. line for line, just based off the shit they both turned in for their erasings.
I like how Mark Ruffalo keeps giving him shit for being creepy.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part of this movie.
He stole her panties.
Yeah, Ruffalo is not on board.
No.
With
he's too cool of a cat.
Yeah, he was not on board. He definitely had his opinions about that guy changed forever that day. Like, there's no doubt.
I feel like they had to have worked together before, and then that day he's just like, yo.
Oh, yeah. The fuck? No, they were clearly, they had a rapport. Like, they were friends.
He was blindsided. Ruffalo and was then, shocked.
Yeah, yeah. No, they weren't hanging out anymore.
He was really intimidated that he took her panties.
Which was good. That was like another plus for Mark.
Yeah, he did great.
I guess that's later too. But he didn't know about the girl, right?
That's something we can talk about.
Okay. He did know that it was her because he was fucking there.
Everyone has an opinion here. Everyone has an opinion.
Isaac, how would he not know?
So, Eric, you want to tell the listeners what we're talking about?
Yeah, it doesn't make. I feel weird because we're skipping in the timeline, but not really.
We're doing the movie justice by doing.
Is it really a timeline?
The show should be just like the movie.
You just gotta pull things out of the air.
We'll get there. We'll get there when the wife comes. I think I'm basically just going off their time in the apartment. That's the only grounding I have, and I think I'm vaguely remembering when other things happen.
All right. Hey, I can wait.
All I know is I don't want to miss the line. I'm making a birdhouse. That's the only thing we can't skip.
Is that your favorite part?
So Mary shows up, and so yeah, Patrick's girlfriend, he's having problems. He asks if he can leave. Mark is totally seeing this opportunity to have some alone time with Mary. And he goes into full Ruffinator mode.
he doesn't waste time.
Mary is a distraction to the operation. First of all, this is highly unprofessional.
Understatement of the year.
I was offended by the unprofessionalism.
It's unbelievable. I wouldn't even get that high to, like, do the dishes. Let alone erase some dude's memory.
He's one of the best technicians they have.
This is an unregulated industry, right?
Gotta be. There's no rules.
Black market. OSHA. For sure.
You can't fire him. He's the best. What are you... They don't teach this in school.
It would be dangerous not to let him do it.
For real. Just go rogue with it.
They set up this whole fucking early 2000s battle station of computer to erase his memories, and they like put it on autopilot because they've created like a map of his mind to target these all Clementine memories. He was drinking at his post while he was at the post.
Oh, that's the first thing they did when Patrick showed up.
they cracked
a beer.
So he leaves his post to hit on Mary. They proceed to get shit-faced and just start smoking J's and just get out of their minds wasted.
Jumping on the bed with him.
I mean, there's not a soul alive that could resist Mark Ruffalo dancing on the bed in his tidy whities.
Yeah, for sure. I'm in. This is a.
They saw their opportunity and they took it. You know, if you get Mark Ruffalo, you got to go for it.
A hard body.
That's also a strange love triangle.
Yeah,
which I guess is coming up real soon.
Yeah, they gave off those vibes really early between her and the old guy.
Yeah,
really early.
They didn't hide that at all.
I didn't like it.
So this is when he's talking with we flash in from this to memories the whole time, but we get the memory of Clementine and him in like have this meta conversation where they're like conscious within his mind.
This is what, another one of those moments where I was like, oh shit, I don't get what's happening at all.
And then he, like, she makes him, like, try and wake up and, like, open his eyes, and he opens his eyes in the real world. That shit was weird.
That was weird. Yeah, that changed the game for the whole thing, but they never came back to it.
I didn't think it was going to work.
I didn't either, to be
honest. Yeah, for real.
Seemed so impractical. There's some forces at work. I guess that's just to show he's building up a resistance to it.
Yeah.
And this is where she goes off the map, where she's like, take me to a memory there where I wasn't there. He thinks really hard to break the spell. And he ends up as a baby.
Yes. Yeah, under the table.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's say that's next.
Yeah. So that was weird. That was real weird. They definitely that like was. Early 2000s. Like Jim Carrey was standing next to an 18-foot fridge on a green screen. moment.
I enjoyed it though. It brought me back to my childhood. Yeah. It was like comforting.
Yeah. Well, because they showed him for a little bit before. They made you realize how small he was.
Yeah.
And so, like, it didn't faze me for the first part of it. And then they showed him next to each other. And it was, like, it was really jarring.
Yeah.
Like, hit me in the stomach. I was like, oh, this is weird. Was that the first memory he went to? Because I remember he tried a couple times, right?
I think
to escape him.
He didn't get... I think this is where they get caught for the first time. He keeps taking her to places she's been. They were like together.
Yeah.
And that's the first one.
And so like they're not like off the map in that case.
Okay.
So they get to this child realm, I guess, within his mind. He is a child and she's like an adult who is at that place. And this is where, so he's off the map, and meanwhile Mark Ruffalo is getting his groove on, trying
spin
to smooth
the game.
So this is when Ruffalo somehow checks the machine or something and realizes that something's gone wrong and it's not working, and he freaks out and he has to call Howard, who's the big boss, and. He is a boss, let me tell you. they freak out. They call Howard. Howard comes in. Another major plot hole. That place must have reeked of weed.
Oh my god, oh, yes.
And, I mean, actually, it might not be a plot hole. Howard does kind of strike me as the guy who just, like, be like, oh, yeah. He kind of gave him a look. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Howard knows. Well, we do. Okay, so I was
like...
the
dark horse in this movie.
By this point, when like, but up to here, did you think anyone else would have their memory wiped of the characters we've met?
No.
No, I was completely blindsided.
I was certain that all of them had, for a variety of reasons.
That was pretty close.
You're one step ahead.
But no, I was like, because I knew it was on the list of like good movies to watch high. So I was thinking everything was like, I was taking everything to a 10.
Yeah.
You were connecting every single dot.
Yeah. I should have. Yeah, that's smart.
So I was like, oh, his memory's erased. Oh, do you see that look? Sure, memory's erased. You see that look? He's a bit erased.
I'm on to you.
I was convincing myself of this grand conspiracy where Howard is erasing everyone else's minds and just having the same customers come through over and over again and just not remembering that they've done it already.
Charging them every time. A bad business model.
Your brain was really working on this. I love it.
So what I was saying is, while you guys thought it was confusing, I thought it was incredibly tame compared to what was going on in my head.
I couldn't even keep up enough to formulate future thoughts, so you were next level.
I'm impressed.
I was just trying to keep up.
When did you start suspecting that the beginning might have been the end?
When they showed the beach for like the second or third time, and I was like, oh wait, like they didn't meet at the party, you know?
Uh-huh.
Hold on. I know I'm not William, but
state your name in one word to describe the movie.
Celebrity shot.
Well done, Eric.
My name is Hannah. Confusing is my word.
Good one.
There was a
welcome
point
to the show.
Thank you. So the receptionist for the doctor's office, there was a point where she said, "We cannot do the procedure more than 3 times a year."
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
That was my thought when you were like, you know, he doesn't remember doing it over again. But the receptionist was like, we can't do it more than 3 times a year because of, I don't even remember what, I'm sorry, I'm drunk. But like.
Wrong podcast. Said, like, not that podcast anymore.
I know. It's a show now, baby. Sorry, I don't get high anymore, but. She said, like, we can't do it more than 3 times a year. So, like, that was where I didn't realize you guys couldn't hear me at one point. But I was trying to talk, and I was like, why can no one hear me? But
I guess, but I thought, but, like, it was, it could be a long con, because they were together for a while.
Yes.
So, I don't know.
That's true.
The movie was just deeply confusing for me.
I'm with you.
Say it was a clusterfuck, Hannah?
Is that why it was a word?
Deeply.
Well done, Tom.
Deeply agree with that, Tom.
Thank you.
Ruffalo.
So handsome.
Less relevant.
We're all saying our words. Place. Yeah.
I'm going to hand it back to William, but that was
It was nice
process.
Talking to you, Hannah.
Thank you, Hannah.
It was nice talking to you all.
So, Eric, I never really speculated that the beginning was the end, but as soon as it happened, I was like, fuck, that makes perfect sense. But, like, I wasn't thinking ahead this whole time. I was really struggling to just, like, keep up.
You were just
movie.
Keeping up.
Yeah, but as soon as it happened, I was like, fuck, that makes total sense. And I remembered it and, like, made sense, but.
So Howard comes in to save the day, and he finds Joel. He puts him back. He drains him when he's in the sink.
Oh, this was wild to me.
Yeah,
this was this was another moment where it's like, what the fuck is happening? I thought I understood, but I don't.
Yeah. And so he was caught by Howard, computer whiz. / doctor. So they think he's back on track, but he jumps off again after that pretty funny scene where he gets to go to humiliation zone.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yes.
That was a good one.
There are moments where Jim Carrey really got to come out.
Yeah, that was funny.
I'm so glad that never happened to me in real life.
What? Oh, okay.
Getting caught jerking.
I thought you were saying, like, getting
the brain wiped, dude.
Yeah, thank God, man.
No, dude.
I got good news for you, Jake.
Maybe it did. You never know. You wouldn't know.
Don't even say that, Tom. You're going to freak me out, dude. I wouldn't know. Who would tell me?
You'd have no clue. No clue.
Tom's like done. There's like Tom's. There's a night. I'm imagining some night where Tom just got us all together and like beat us one day in the house, and he had to like erase it out of shame. So he like had us all do it, and we don't remember it.
It's plausible.
Alright, yeah, so Howard and Mary, well, Mary to Howard has been she's been going after the old fox. And yeah, so that doesn't stop, and then he leaves, he disappears again. Howard was gonna leave because they thought he was fixed, and then Howard's like puts down his coat and's like, it's gonna be a long night.
So close, and everything would have changed if he just left that room.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a big domino effect.
Yes. Such is a game of dominoes.
It just makes you think. You got to think about every decision you make in your life.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
It's about agency.
Oh, hell, Tom.
Free will. So yeah, so he doesn't leave, and then Mary keeps on the full court press, and
yeah, she's direct for sure.
Direct. Oh, thanks for the water, Hannah.
Thank you.
Everyone, drink your water. This is a water break sponsored by water. Some high quality H2O
and Audible.
Nope, no free ads.
Oh. Audible. Except for chocolate milk. Chocolate milk can get all the free ads they want.
That's true. I love how, like, cow people just make got milk a thing. Like, they're advertising just milk because we have cows.
Well, that's the big cow lobby, the dairy lobby.
Big cow.
Gotta love big, them cow titties.
Big cow is out of fucking control.
Big cow.
All right, yeah, and then they kiss. They kiss. She kisses Howard. And they go in for more, you know, even though he's married.
He was hesitant for a moment.
Yeah, he thought about it.
Yeah, he thought about not kissing his employee. Meanwhile, this is on the same job that with all the booze and the weed.
This is why they get away with the booze and weed, because this dude's out here making out with his, like, 20-year-old employee.
Is this whole thing just, like, is this whole thing, like, black market? Or is this, like, the fucking, like, the shit, you know, decrepit, like, offering of this service, right? Like...
I think it's just so badly run.
Yeah, this is,
I think,
like,
it's black market, man.
It's all black market. It's not.
I think so, because he didn't even know that you could do that. And
that's
I feel like you would know.
Yeah, that would be on the news everywhere.
Yeah, that'd be a big, that'd be a black,
definitely black market. And I feel like they're
marketing
probably the only ones doing that.
Yeah, like, so
that was my perception.
No, that's an excellent observation, man.
Good job, Jake. Good job.
I appreciate that, guys.
So yeah, they kiss, and then his wife shows up and sees him with that little scamp. That's a tough scene. She's real sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was a little confused at first. I was like, who the hell is this person? until she started to storm off, and I was like, oh shit.
As soon as the boy Ruffalo tried to warn his homie, I knew what was going on.
Laying on the horn.
It was way too late.
Shout out to Ruffalo for trying to save his homie, smooching on the girl that he spent all night trying to hit on.
That's a good point. Homie game respects game.
So yeah,
he was definitely conflicted.
Yeah, he was in a weird space. So she's driving away. She's all pissed. Howard's like, no, no. It's just a one-time thing. It was for the job, I swear. And the girl's running after him. Like, Mary's running after him. Like, oh, blame me. I did it. And the wife's like, oh, you don't even know. And find out Mary's been washed.
That blew my mind. I did not see that one coming at all.
Were you just, like, super proud, Eric?
I thought it was the other way around. I thought she washed him or something. Because, like, the way she was looking at him, and, like, he was, like, confused. I didn't see it. Of the thousand worlds I saw, this was not one of them.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, so is she... But, like, okay, there's some weird shit with this.
Uh-huh, lay it on me.
Why was she employed with him after?
Yeah. Why would you not put her in a new job?
He couldn't give her up, man.
It's kind of psychotic. You're putting her through, like, a prison of her own mind.
Yeah.
That's some psychopath shit.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
he just,
like,
wanted
to
keep working
with her,
at her, man.
Like, even if, like, not even putting her in a different job, like, honestly, you could have just, like, fired her for some, like, nefarious thing. Just, like, anything. But no.
Not professional.
Kept her around and macked on her really the first chance you get.
Damn.
So this is a huge event in the movie because it's why we see the beginning. No. Not really.
Yeah.
Sort of. No. Because the beginning is... No. Yes. Yes.
No,
yes.
No, because
beginning
of the movie is because they need to meet each other at the beach.
You're right. It sets up where the beginning ends off.
That should have been your one-word summary.
Yes.
No.
No. Yes. No.
Okay. Everyone get it?
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
Okay.
I liked it.
Okay, so we can talk about the thing you wanted to talk about earlier. Did Stan know?
Yeah, so I wanted to know if Stan, a.k.a. Rahul, knew if Mary was wiped. Because he seems to do it. But I also, I don't know why, but I trusted him.
Yeah, well, because she asked him.
I trust his character.
He
doesn't seem malicious.
He says no. He said, like, I thought I saw something shady, but, like, I didn't know for sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't love his explanation after that, but I don't feel like it just didn't line up with anything else about the character.
Yeah.
I just don't see how he could have not known. I mean, maybe that's why he was so, like, confident with her.
Yeah. I think, like, him not being upset when he saw the old dude and her make out, I think that's because, like...
That might make that a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Interesting. Alright. I'm believing it.
So is the mighty redwood.
Man. Yeah.
Okay.
That dude, you know, I mean, it was your key word, so I don't feel bad. Spent a lot of time on him, but his, like, whole immediate world just crumbled in one night.
Yeah.
His friend's a stalker. The girl loves the old guy. The old guy's life just got ruined. Like,
he had a bad night.
The whole thing. Like they can make a second movie about his trauma. Damn.
He's gonna have to get his mind erased.
For real.
Yeah.
I felt bad.
That's the cycle.
Yeah.
The cycle continues. Yeah. I thought it was Mary. My note before Howard starts kissing her is Mary a saboteur? So I thought Mary was the one running this.
She's the kingpin.
She's the kingpin. I also wrote, is Howard in the torture chamber? Okay, so we also know a couple other things. So people can maintain attraction through this. That's kind of something that I thought was part of this.
Yeah, it can't erase your natural instincts towards a person, I guess.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. Why wouldn't the same thing happen over again?
Yeah,
you're the same person aside from that like, memory.
It also makes Mary upset, to say the least. Which sets into motion kind of where we pick up at the beginning end.
It's about to come full circle, everyone. We're doing it. We're so close.
So in one of the last ones, I definitely missed the birdhouse line. I don't remember where that was.
No, me neither.
But I'm pissed. I just know, like, Tobias from Arrested Development and his wife are, like, yelling at each other. And he's, like, banging. He's, like, banging fucking wood. And she's like, can you stop with the banging? And he's like, I'm building a birdhouse! I don't know where in the movie that is, but it's my best part. Yeah, so we get like the last scene, which is like the scene where we find out how they met, and as it's like it's a very sad scene, and it's like all crumbling because he tried to not lose her, and then she tells him to go to Montauk. And then
Wiped. Yeah.
And then we're caught up with basically we get like a brief montage of the beginning again. Cause he woke up wiped.
Yeah. They beat the system.
I'm gonna jump way back, but because I think we missed a scene I wanted to talk about.
Inevitable.
Yeah, the scene where he's with a bunch of kids and he has to kill that bird.
Oh, that I forgot about that. Oh.
Holy shit, that was dark. That was so fucking dark. That was gnarly. That's like that was gnarly shit.
Was that?
He beat the bird and then like they
beat the hammer.
Was he trying to hide in that one?
Yeah.
So it kept, he was going to deep dark places of his mind.
Yeah,
that was fucked up.
and then she pulled him away.
Yeah.
They bullied him too.
They bullied him to kill the bird.
Fucking
they
hitting that bird with a hammer.
And then at some point you see them bullying Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Had me laughing out loud.
You were laughing? That was so sad.
It was sad, but it's
heartbreaking.
The grown man responding like
it was sad, and then it was immediately hysterical.
That quick snippet was funny for me because he's just like a grown ass man yelling, "I'm 8 year old."
And then it got really sad after too with the kids and the front yard.
Yeah, man,
That was really heartbreaking.
It explains why he's such a sad guy.
Yeah. So Mary takes the files. We see that scene. She tells him she whispers, "Go to Montauk." And Mary like steals the tapes basically of everyone because she has decided that this is not a good thing.
Oh, that's right. Because it's all recorded.
Yeah. So she mails everyone their tapes. Because she was like, this is unethical. You can't just not have some memories.
And so...
I like how she only cares until she gets hit by it. And she like doesn't give a shit about anybody else.
No, she
she's just lost in Howard's lusty eyes.
It's true. Love is blinding, man. Oh, God.
Yeah, and then... so she mails out all the tapes. So we get caught up.
God, that was horrible.
So we get caught up with her meeting him after Elijah Wood greeted him in the beginning. And they drive off, and like she opens her mail, and it's the tape from Mary. And they start playing the tapes. And it's, you know, it was when they hated each other at the end of their relationship. So they say some stuff that I would say is uncool.
It's just so horrible to watch them say that.
They play it so well, though.
They do, but so...
We do.
I don't know how to phrase this. In real time, they don't know each other, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to listen to each other say that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, that, what a mind fuck.
That hurts me.
It's so sad. It's so sad. It's like like, the movie, I feel like... At the beginning, they hated each other, and then throughout the movie, they like get closer and closer, and like start to love each other again.
Yeah.
And then these like voice messages come out, and it's gut wrenching.
Yeah,
you're pulling for them so much.
Yeah,
yeah,
and they do make have a great connection.
Yeah. So she listens to hers first, right?
Yeah, yeah, and then like in his car.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he kicks her out, right?
Of the car. Yeah, no, he's not happy about it.
Yeah, but he's driving the car that was dented, like the day before.
Yeah.
Which remember he couldn't drive because of the dent in it. No. That's what I'm saying.
Interesting.
Plot hole.
Maybe he
plot hole
drives to the train station and takes the train to work because he's energy inefficient.
I
literally just never considered that.
He's just a good person.
Maybe he works on a, you know, somewhere that's highly trafficked.
No, I bought into. I liked their relationship. And I still think, like, I think she definitely deserved being nominated for an Oscar because she has pulled off romances with Leonardo DiCaprio and now Jim Carrey. She can do it all.
She. It's as I'd noticed that too. It's about a different role as you can get between that.
Rose and Clementine are opposites.
In, like, so Rose is like a rich, pompous, not pompous, what's the word?
Posh.
Posh, yes. And Clementine is not.
I've never seen Titanic.
Not posh.
That's how it goes. I just saved it 3 hours. Is that movie really long?
I've definitely seen people recreate that for sure, but
So they listen to each other's tapes, and you know, after this bonding thing, they you know, they get freaked out because they're like, "Well, we did this and we hated it," and they have this fight, but then Joel's like, "No, William," he says, "Okay," but. She wants to, like, not basically try not to leave, and he was like, no, let's do it again, like, all over again. Which I like that ending, because it's like how Futurama ended.
It is how Futurama, absolutely.
So.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was, you know, obviously this is a sci-fi movie, but I thought that's a realistic ending, because I think most people would be like, let's just do it again.
Yeah.
And be like, I'll be better. I'll be better than that other version of me.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I was going like a super deep, meaningful one. It's like, fuck it, I can do this.
Yeah, I do that. Like, that's
oh yeah, it shows that, you know.
Yeah.
The good times it's worth the pain. It. Yeah, it's worth the pain.
Like, you know, maybe it's like not even real. Who knows? I'm not fully convinced of anything in the moment. But yeah, I like the movie. It would confuse the shit out of me, but I thought it was pretty dope.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
I was a fan. Is that, like, the biggest mindfuck of a movie you've ever seen? Because it was number two for me.
Donnie Darko?
For sure.
Yeah, Donnie Darko.
That's the undefeated champion.
I still don't understand that movie. Watched it maybe, I don't know, 12 times.
I watched so many explanations, and it's apparently, like, I don't remember. It's something like the director's cut. You need to watch both versions for you to understand the theory.
I'm down.
Yeah,
I got.
We should do a Donnie Darko episode.
I got plans tomorrow.
I don't want to rewatch it.
Yeah,
Tom, have you seen Donnie Darko?
No, I don't think so.
It's definitely
I know I haven't.
They're both mindfucks.
No, you would.
They're definitely different.
You would
like. They're definitely a different kind of mindfuck. This one. This one was kind of piecing things together. Donnie Darko was just like one big slap in my face.
How old is Donnie Darko?
Donnie Darko is just It's just constant punches.
I can't even explain it to you, Tom. It's just like a massive twist.
That I don't understand, but I know it's excellent.
But it just, so like, it twists and it makes, like, you're watching it and your brain comprehends it, but then I just don't understand. Like, I don't understand why it makes sense. It's frustrating as hell. Definitely. Jake Gyllenhaal. He's handsome. Watch it just for that.
It's like one of Seth Rogen's first movies. It might be his very first.
Oh, right. Seth Rogen is in it.
He's in it. He's in a very small role in it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It catches me so off guard whenever I see him.
For real.
All right. Well, I think we will have more final thoughts, as this is the end of our first episode on Noah and his very high boys.
episode 1. It's got a ring to it.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
I think we did pretty good on that.
Ruffalo edition. I think we got it.
Yeah. It's always cleared up so many things.
I think that we had a really good time. I hope the people enjoyed as well.
And I hope you two again next week. We will...
Wait, we got to do a quick fuck this thing.
I know, we're going to do it.
Okay. I was nervous.
I was going to say next week. No, that's funny at you, Tom, because you were making fun of me.
Oh, sorry.
We're going to do our final... We're going to wrap up our final thoughts. We are going to talk about some of our favorite just general things about the movie, and then we are going to play a game. And we will end this with our fuck this things. Does anyone have anything they would like to go first with?
Yeah, I'll go. Okay. The word tantalized, I think it's a weird word. I was listening to a podcast, and this dude said tantalized my brain, and I almost vomited.
I kind of like that word.
Oh, Jesus.
It has some bounce to it.
No, stop. This is not how it's supposed to go.
The word just sounds like tantalizing.
That's such
like a peach.
Word.
Like, this is a tantalizing peach.
Yeah, and I hated that.
I liked it.
It was a terrible moment.
I liked it when Tom said it.
Yeah.
Tantalizing peach.
It's your Dutch accent.
Maybe it's because of peach after. I didn't like it the first time, but maybe with peach after it,
yeah, but
it sounds okay.
What about, like, the moisture was tantalizing? Noah.
No.
What?
I don't like tantalizing.
Yes.
At the end.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
I'm in. Upvote.
We're in? All right. At least he didn't say it. At least we made it through almost through a whole episode without him saying Thursday is better than Sunday.
fucking idiot.
Tom, do you have yours at the ready?
Yeah, sure do. Fashion.
So I was bit,
just in general?
Yeah. So I was
okay. You can wear your Crocs, man. It's okay.
I had re-downloaded Instagram to look at something, and I hadn't been on it in a while. I was looking at my old pictures. I still got the same clothes. The pictures are from like 12 years ago. I was wearing the same shorts that day as I was wearing in half of the pictures in my Instagram.
You're just economic, man.
You're also a fitness legend.
Yeah,
you take good care of your clothes.
It's unbelievable. Like, these people are going out and buying new clothes so often. I got nothing. I got no upgrade in fashion in however many years.
I usually change my wardrobe when I change significantly enough in size. That's
I guess I.
That's my main move. So that's what I'm saying. You're a fitness legend. No, it's just so, you know, sometimes I get bigger, sometimes I get smaller significantly. But I can't imagine wearing clothes from 12 years ago. How old were you? 14? Hell yeah.
Man.
Tom must have to save money. See, Tom wouldn't drive to the train station and then take the train.
No.
I'd bike to the train station.
Oh, there you go.
You texted the group that, like, you can't ride your bike on two beers. I laughed out loud.
Yeah, me too, dude. Me too.
So right. Fucking Dutch.
We need to end this episode because we need to also do another one.
Oh, yeah.
Jake, what's your fuck this thing?
I had one, but I'm going to fucking curveball and say Squank for disappearing.
Yeah. We've been looking at Squank's ceiling for like a 30 minutes.
I messaged Jimmy. Well, hasn't said
we had Hannah for a little while.
Yeah, I didn't understand. You know, I'm sure he's got a good reason, but...
All right. I doubt
that's
it.
A good one. That's a good one.
Not the first time.
No, it's every time. It's either this or technical difficulties.
I thought this thing is Okay, my work sent us all a presentation of, like, what protocol when we're, like, in the office sort of thing. It was, like, a slideshow, but it was, like, a video because, like, a guy was talking over it. And my fuck this thing is this fucking slide that was a T-chart. And, and one side said good and the other side said bad. And on the good... On the good side was a bunch of like rubber ducks with masks on, and on the bad side it was a bunch of ducks with no masks, and they were like sweating on each other and stuff, and like a pile. And I don't know if they were sweating. They were just not, you know. And then
not distanced.
Yeah, and then the guy on the presentation was like. All right, so here we can see we want you guys to be like the good ducks. Don't be like these bad ducks. I almost punched my computer.
I would have lit my computer on fire, dude. Unbelievable.
It's infuriating.
Upvote. Upvote.
Alrighty, that was all of ours. Alright, Squank, no, you know what? He doesn't get one. I was gonna do, we know what his is, but
yeah,
we're not gonna do it. He can do it if he's on the next one. I don't even know.
Alright, sounds good.
Alright, so with that, oh god, I have to remember so many now. Okay, I can't remember yours, Noah. What was it?
The word tantalizing.
Okay, fuck tantalizing, fuck fashion, fuck squank, and fuck good and bad ducks.